From the Ingalls Studio, welcome to your Georgia News Podcast. This podcast features stories compiled from the publications of Times Journal. Today is Sunday, April 28th, and happy 73rd birthday to comedian Jay Leno.
You know my biggest fear? I always get stuck in that stupid middle seat.
You know, there are two on one side and three on the other.
I get stuck between the screaming baby with diarrhea and the octogenarian with halitosis. We look like the three ages of man winging through time.
I'm Keith Ippolito, and here are your top stories Georgia is talking about, presented by Drake Realty. Georgia political campaigns start to deploy AI, but humans still need it to press the flesh. State JDA continue oversight of Rivian development. Rivian pledges compliance. Bill to regulate hemp products in Georgia awaits governor's signature. We'll have all these stories and more coming up in your Georgia News Podcast. And if you want community, local, and statewide news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have seven offices in the metro Atlanta area, including two right here in Cobb County and one at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
Glenn Cook, a Republican candidate for Georgia House District 180, employs an AI-powered approach in his campaign, utilizing blog posts and podcasts generated with AI assistance. While some express concerns about the impersonal nature of AI-generated content, proponents argue that it can free up time for more direct voter engagement. Despite the potential benefits, challenges such as the risk of misinformation and data privacy concerns persist. The use of AI in political campaigns is still in its early stages, but it's expected to become increasingly prevalent in the future, particularly in local races with limited resources for staffing. The State of Georgia and Georgia Development Authority of Jasper, Newton, Morgan, and Walton counties are overseeing the Rivian project site in Morgan and Walton counties during a pause in development. Rivian received a letter from the state and JDA outlining concerns about site conditions and safety. Rivian assured continued commitment to the project and addressed the issues raised. The state and JDA emphasized the importance of site stabilization, environmental compliance, and security measures. Rivian received incentives for the project but must meet investment and employment commitments. They also agreed to payments in lieu of taxes outlined in the Economic Development Agreement. The Georgia Hemp Farming Act, awaiting Governor Kemp's decision, regulates hemp products, including CBD and Delta 8, and restricts sales to those 21 and older. Sponsored by Senator Sam Watson, the bill mandates testing, prohibits sales to minor, and treats hemp products like food items. Supporters emphasize consumer protection, especially for children. However, opponents like Dr. Gaylord Lopez and the Georgia Medical Cannabis Society urge a veto, citing concerns about increased regulation impacting small businesses and potential legal repercussions for CBD sellers. They argue that the bill fails to address synthetic derivatives and could inadvertently target legal vendors. Lopez calls for closing loopholes to prevent harm from hemp derivatives. We'll be right back.
In times of loss, Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services in Covington stands as a beacon of comfort and support. With compassion and understanding, we honor the lives of your loved ones, guiding you through every step with care and respect. Our dedicated team is here to ease the burden, offering personalized services tailored to your needs, ensuring a fitting farewell that celebrates a life well lived. At Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services, we believe in honoring traditions while embracing innovation, providing modern solutions with timeless dignity. When you walk through our doors, you become part of our family. Trust Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services to guide you with compassion and professionalism. Because saying goodbye is never easy, but with Wheeler, you're never alone. Funerals as unique as your life. Visit us online at WheelerFuneralHome.com to learn more about designing your own funeral, veteran services, and more. That's WheelerFuneralHome.com.
Stay connected with your community and honor those who have passed with the latest obituaries from Rockdale County. Brought to you by Wheeler Funeral and Cremation Services, providing compassionate care and support during life's most difficult moments. Today we honor Marcia Ann McCord, Carl Lamar Forrester, and John Hurd Sr. Tune in for the latest updates on the Community Podcast. Governor Kemp signed House Bill 1010 into law, granting state employees up to 6 weeks of paid parental leave, doubling the previous allowance. The bill passed by the General Assembly in March extends the leave to 240 hours following the birth, adoption, or foster care placement of a child. Advocates for paid parental leave, while applauding the move, stressed the need for broader access to such benefits beyond state workers. Currently, about 78% of Georgia's workforce lacks access to paid family leave, highlighting the ongoing advocacy efforts for comprehensive paid leave policies. Governor Kemp signed Senate Bill 233 into law, establishing private school vouchers worth up to $6,500 for students in the lowest performing public schools. Despite Republican support, critics argue vouchers won't cover the full cost of private schooling and may divert funds from public education. Kemp defended the bill, highlighting record K-12 spending and additional education-related bills signed, including measures addressing cyberbullying and social media safety for teenagers. Senate Bill 351, sponsored by Senator Jason Anavarte, mandates social media companies to verify users' age and requires education programs on social media safety. Districts failing to comply risk losing state funds. We'll be right back. Get ready to pedal into a day of thrills and spills at the U.S. Pro Cycling Circuit Race. This April 28th from 10 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. Swing by Curiosity Labs at Petrie Corners for high-speed action that will have you on the edge of your seat. Food trucks, a family play area, and vendors galore. It's the race event of the year for everyone. Bring your helmets, lace up those shoes, and join us. Race over to Petrie Corners. It's time for family, speed, and a day packed with excitement. Don't miss out. Gather the entire family and join us on April 28th. It's the event you don't want to miss. State Representative Jordan Ridley, along with Representative Jason Ridley, penned a letter to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas demanding more transparency regarding non-citizen screening, vetting, and resettlement in Georgia. They stress constituents' concerns about national security and immigration integrity, calling for detailed information on the department's processes and methodologies. Specifically, they request disclosure of age, gender, and country of origin breakdowns for individuals involved in the resettlement initiative. Ridley emphasizes the need for citizens to have confidence in the system safeguarding the state and nation. Governor Kemp signed House Bill 1017 into law, targeting illegal squatting by creating the offense unlawful squatting. The bill unanimously passed both chambers of Georgia legislature, aimed at addressing nationwide incidents of trespassing-related violence and property damage. It allows property owners to cite violators who must then provide documentation within 3 days. Failure to do so could lead to misdemeanor charges. If documentation is deemed invalid, the violators face arrest and fines based on the property's rental value. The bill aims to expedite the removal of squatters and sends a message that squatting is a criminal offense.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
Thanks again for listening to today's Georgia News Podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Cherokee Tribune Ledger Podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the Community Podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan Counties, or the Paulding County News Podcast. Giving you important news about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode, and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.